How to solve the president's Twitter problem. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The president is really angry at Twitter for slapping that fact check on his tweet about how voting by mail is a recipe for massive fraud. So he signed an executive order proposing to hold social media companies like Twitter and Facebook legally liable for what they decide to post, which is not such a crazy idea. This radio station, for example, has to take responsibility for the content it broadcasts, which is why if I were to break into a profanity-laced tirade right now, all you'd hear would be a series of bleeps. I understand some of you would actually prefer that. I'm just not sure how that rule change helps Trump, but it turns out there is a really easy way to get around Twitter's fact-checking label, and it doesn't require an executive order. What Trump could do instead would be to stop making stuff up. If he decided to fact-check his tweets before tweeting them, he could completely avoid being flagged by Twitter. And not only that, if he decided today to go cold turkey and stop making stuff up across the board, the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN would have to lay off fact-checkers by the thousands. And Mr. President, wouldn't that be the ultimate revenge? Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.